the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The words of Jesus to us today are difficult ones, especially in our culture that holds in high esteem the family. And that is even more particularly true in the church. Does Jesus really mean that we are to hate our fathers and mothers, our wife, our children, brothers and sisters, even our own soul? What Jesus wants us to understand is that our true family is first and foremost the family of God. And to be a member of that family, one needs to be born again through the waters of holy baptism. It is not by blood anymore, as it was in the time of Jesus, but now it is only by grace through faith. This family is the church, the body of Christ, of which you are all members. And to be a disciple of Jesus in this church, one must be willing to confess that the family of the church is more important than one's own family. And that to be a member of this family comes with a cost. For once you enter this family, you inherit the same destiny that Jesus had. And that involves a great sacrifice. As Jesus said to his disciples, "Carry the cross and come after me." You know what happened to Jesus when he carried that cross to Golgotha. You know the shame and the horror that faced his disciples. Those disciples who had given up everything and left their families behind so that they could travel with him to Jerusalem. Little did they realize that it would end like this, in bitter humiliation as they watched their Lord, the one whom they thought was the Messiah, suffer the horrible death of crucifixion. And when that moment came, none of them were there to carry his cross. In fact, it was Simon Cyrene who was seized by the Roman soldiers and forced to carry the cross that is the only one who assisted Jesus to Golgotha. But we shouldn't be too hard on the disciples. For when they saw what was happening to Jesus, they were looking at the cross from a human point of view. They were not looking at it through God's eyes, that it was in this suffering of Jesus that God was revealing his glory. Glory that they would see 3 days later when Jesus rose from the dead. You can only understand what happened on Golgotha by faith. For without God's help, without your union with him through those baptismal waters, the cross is nothing more and nothing less than a great tragedy and a great scandal. Suffering was the destiny of Jesus' disciples. And they came to realize that to follow him meant great sacrifice. To be what God calls us to be and to do what he calls us to do can only happen by faith, by looking at our world now through the cross, through God's point of view. Now, as you know, Jesus oftentimes helps us to understand this by means of parables. And the two parables we have before us have the same meaning. Namely, that one is to count the cost before embarking on anything as serious as building a big project or engaging in a full-scale war. Now, what these parables illustrate to us is the meaning of what it means to follow Jesus, to be a member of his family. You must build your life on the firm foundation of the teaching of Jesus and his church. One should never begin this life without the resources to complete it. And you know what those resources are. And they are supplied to you. Word, water, meal. The means by which the Holy Spirit brings Jesus to us. Now Jesus is telling you, don't rush off into his war thinking that you can win it yourself. The enemy is fierce and you're outnumbered. And so the only way to win is to carry the cross of Christ, the cross he carried, and follow him. Because only he knows the terms for peace, terms that Jerusalem did not know as he wept over it as he entered Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday. Will these same terms for peace be hidden from your eyes as it was Jerusalem's? Because, like them, these terms are crowded out by temptations and persecutions that you, like your Lord, might be called on to endure. What the parables are warning us is to sit down, count the cost, know what you're going to lose, and know what you're going to gain when you go with him. You must know the consequences of following Jesus on this ongoing journey to the heavenly Jerusalem. But if you count the cost from a human point of view, it makes no sense to follow him. And you will never, ever be able to renounce family and goods and take up his cross and follow him. You are only able to do this with Christ's presence in your life by his Spirit. And when you do this with him, he is with you on the battlefield. Because he came to you through holy water. And he continues to be with you now through word and meal. He makes it possible for you to see in his suffering, and in your suffering too, and the suffering of those around you, that this is where his kingdom is. This is where his glory may be found. It takes faith to count the cost. But you can do it because you have been united with Christ by baptism in his death and resurrection. And so you may now follow him to Jerusalem, to that cross, and beyond that to an empty tomb, and beyond that to the heavenly Jerusalem. It is yours. But always remember that the road to heaven always leads through him and through Calvary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.